I think the Villa fans were thinking now that at last we've got a board of directors, a lot of experience, who might just be able to put something together to make next season a lot easier, transition-wise, from being a Premiership team to a Championship team. But that seems to have all gone, Adrian, and it's the fans will be just wondering, well, you know, this is a club in one hell of a crisis at the moment, because going down and all the speculation now about what it's going to cost, you know, the club and everything, people are going to be made redundant, the cost of being down in the Championship, the money they're going to lose. I mean, what you've got to remember is that, you know, I think everyone's taking it a bit from the point of view that next season, okay, there's a bigger deal from the Premiership, from the money from Sky and everything. But if that wasn't there, would there be that much fuss about the fact that they're going to be losing that much money? They haven't lost it because they never had it. So, you know, so the thing is, next season, you've just got to make sure that what they do have, it's spent appropriately, and they get a team that's going to be worthy of wearing the claret and blue and get them back into the Premiership.
No, that's an interesting point. You can't lose what you never had, I suppose. But I suppose people looking at this from the outside, Dennis, and potentially you're a manager who might be in discussions with Villa about coming into the club, because clearly they're going to need a manager sooner rather than later, might see all of this off-field shenanigans involving players and boardroom members and just think, that's a club with problems. I don't want to go anywhere near it.
It might have problems, but I think there'd be a lot of people who'd like to go and manage the club. You know, when you consider the facilities and everything that's there, Adrian, it's a magnificent club now to look to be to manage. And listen, someone coming in is going to have a clear sort of thought process around what they want to do and how they're going to do it. You've got to remember now in this day and age is that the coach, I mean, we call them managers, you know, these days, but they're actually coaches, most of them now, who they only coach and manage the team. They don't manage anything else, and that's left to, you know, the people on the other side. And that's why I thought this new conglomerate of board members was looking pretty good for Villa, you know, a lot of experience and everything. But, you know, until we know the real reasons for, you know, David Bernstein and Mervyn King sort of resigning, we're all just going to have to speculate. But I still think that, you know, I think having someone like Brian Little around as well can be very helpful with the board. And I just hope that, you know, Brian doesn't decide to resign now, because I think that would even be even more shocking for the fans, because at least I think the fans saw that there was someone there who probably knew a little bit about football on the board of directors, because there's always that saying that the directors don't know much about football, but having someone like Brian on board was going to be a big help. So, you know, again, I just feel that Villa need to put a manager, they need to get the manager in now, not particularly to look after the team, Adrian, and look after this current team, but to be in there now to give the Villa fans some kind of hope. Because out there now, there's loads of Villa fans who will be thinking, well, I want this guy. The next appointment of a manager is so important